On this Mother's Day, Mom will hopefully get some special treatment at home with family and friends. My first guest this week joins us to share the results of a survey about whether working moms are getting a fair treatment in the workplace and which states are doing better than others in these issues. Here from WALA-DUB, we say good morning to Jill Gonzalez. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks so much for having me.
And WALA-DUB, of course, is at WALA-DUB.com, but when you go to our website, we have a direct link, which you also find at WALA-DUB.com, to the survey that we are talking about here, the best and worst states for working moms. And just at least initially real fast, we have, as far as the states in order from number 5 to number 1, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Vermont, number 1. New Jersey ranks number 15. And in this survey, Joe, what were some of the points that created the rankings?
Well, we looked at 12 different metrics across three categories: childcare, professional opportunities, and work-life balance. So it's a pretty comprehensive study. You know, we really wanted to look at every feature that working moms are concerned with. So that's what we did. We looked at 50 states and the District of Columbia. And like you said, New Jersey is in the top 15, definitely better than average. Still a little bit of improvement there could be there.
Yeah, but on the breakdowns, it's 16th for daycare quality, 5th in access to pediatric services, 4th in parental leave policy, 22nd in the length of average women's workday, and 7th in the percentage of single mom families in poverty. Is that true with every state, that there's no consistent top 5 in any category? There's just these variables where they might be stellar in 6 and not so good in the other 6?
That's absolutely true. It's something we saw in each and every state. So not only do parental leave policies and other legal support systems vary by state, but even the quality of infrastructure, so cost-effective daycare, public school systems, that is also far from uniform as well. And that's really what our goal was to point out here. A couple of metrics that you didn't mention: New Jersey is number 1 when it comes to the best school systems, which of course is very important to any kind of mom out there. And its parental leave policy, which you did mention, was one of the best in the country. So those are two major factors where Jersey is really leading the pack.
And in the variables, too, in the overall more general variables, this is an example, too. If you look at Vermont, for example, the number 1 state, the 12th in child care, 2nd in professional opportunities, and 4th in work-life balance, where New Jersey is number 3 in the child care rank, but then 35 in professional opportunities and 26th in the work-life balance. And we've talked about here on the show often with the career opportunities and the job opportunities just for people in general in New Jersey becoming challenging because of the way that more and more businesses are either restricting hiring or even leaving the state. But it looks like, as far as New Jersey, the benefits for children and of the moms is a lot better than the professional opportunities for moms at this point.
Yeah, that is absolutely right. So when we're looking at the female unemployment rate in New Jersey, it's at about 7.5% right now, and that's 2% over the national average. So, of course, that's not the best statistic for New Jersey. They ranked in the bottom half of the list there. The median annual salary of a woman, and we adjusted this for cost of living. New Jersey is not the cheapest place to live either,
no.
But that's around $32,000 a year. So that ranked 40th, again, bottom 10 in that category. And then we looked into the ratio of female to male executives. New Jersey ranked 35th here. It's about a 40-60 ratio. Surprisingly, Alabama ranked first for that. So that's kind of another example of really not knowing where states are going to fall in each one of these specific metrics.
Talking with Jill Gonzalez from WALA-DUB, they have a new survey out, the best and worst states for working moms, which you can see at WALA-DUB.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. The percentage of single mom families in poverty in New Jersey, that's ranked 7th. That's the reverse, where the higher the number of that is the better standing, or am I thinking backwards on that?
No, we want to see, of course, a low number of single moms with children younger than 18 living in poverty. So New Jersey has very good numbers there. Only 33% of single moms have that problem. So we look at Mississippi, it's over half of moms. Alaska, only about a quarter.
With the parental leave policies and related aspects to that topic, again, New Jersey ranking 4th in that, is that through, do we know whether that's through federal state mandates? Is that the willingness of companies to just get a better look at saying, well, if we want to attract better talent from both sides of the gender aisle, we need to make more liberal leave policies.
Yes. So there's a federal law, of course, the Family Medical Leave Act, and that works in a number of ways, but it's also limited in a number of ways. So a lot of covered workers don't take the leave they're entitled to. They take less time because they can't afford to take that unpaid leave that that law mandates. So states more and more have been having to come up with their own laws to really supplement this federal law. New Jersey is one of them. New Jersey, Hawaii, Connecticut, California, they really have the most aggressive state-mandated leave laws. And that's something, of course, that propelled them to the top.
I was looking at the overall standings of the 50 states in D.C., and I saw where Maryland, which was tied for 12th with Connecticut, they were 10th in child care rank. They were first in professional opportunities, but then last in the work-life balance.
That's right. So, again, their parental leave policy score is not really on par with a lot of other states that we saw. The length of the average woman's workday is a lot shorter there, though. Commute time, again, shorter. But when you're looking at professional opportunities, we see a very high ratio of female to male executives in both of those states and a smaller gender pay gap.
Wrapping up our time with Jill Gonzalez from Wallet Hub, we're talking about their latest survey, Best and Worst States for Working Moms, which you can see at wallethub.com. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. So when you look at the pay, a lot of people say, I mean, this is always the argument in the political debate, which I kind of find it, this company, we inject politics into people's income because one really doesn't have to do with the other. But the argument is either there is a lower pay or it's because working moms lowered the average number because they were a larger part of the part-time workforce and the temporary workforce. But whatever the case may be, when you look at the economics of job opportunities and how working moms have access to better jobs, what is it that New Jersey has to do that other states are doing that we know of that would help raise New Jersey's numbers on those categories?
Well, like we said before, it's really that professional opportunities ranking that needs to come up, specifically the ratio of female to male executives and that gender pay gap. So I think really below even the state level, because that looks pretty good, I think at a business and company level, that's where incentive programs and support systems for women need to be put in place.
A lot of details, a lot of interesting insight into not just New Jersey, but every state plus the District of Columbia. And for you as a citizen, and certainly you as an elected official, gives you a little cause to take a look and see what needs to be fixed, what's working, that other states might want to take a look at. Oh, by the way, if you see something working in a neighbor state, you might want to just tap on the shoulder and say, oh, that was a good idea. Tell me more about that. And that's really a lot of the information, a lot of the insight into, in this case, what is the opportunities and the conditions and the state of affairs for working moms. You heard about the New Jersey rankings. If you're listening on the stream, you can find your rankings in the survey as well by going to wallethub.com. And from wallethub.com, we've been joined this morning by Jill Gonzalez. Jill, thanks as always for helping us understand a little piece of the world around us with the surveys that you guys do. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to your listeners.